The American Broadcasting Company Radio Network presents Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space, missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed Space Patrol adventure, Buzz and Happy are on the planet Gargita, pursued by a band of Stargaze agents.
They're gaining on us, sir.
We're almost to the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
Lucky for us, we don't have any weapons, sir.
Stardew probably gave them orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be any
trouble. If we can keep this lead, we'll be saved.
Hey, they have gone.
Here's the top of the ridge. Now a final spurt to the ship.
Smoking rockets, Commander, look. Our ship is gone.
We'll be back in a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol story, Planet of Discord. Medical science has conquered many frightening diseases in the past. Now scientists believe they may soon have control of the infantile paralysis. A trial polio vaccine has been developed and given to hundreds of people with no ill effects. To prove its effectiveness against paralysis, mass field tests will soon begin. Your generous contributions to March of Dimes have brought the hope of final victory this near its goal. But many, many extra millions of dollars are needed to launch this crucial, what is hoped to be the final assault on polio. Your help now, with extra dimes and dollars, is the only hope for victory. Join the 1955 March of Dimes. Give extra. Give more than ever before. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Now, today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Agents from the planet Gargita are in the solar system, searching for a jeweled crown that was hidden on the planet Earth centuries ago. Because of the secret and violent methods of the agents, Commander Corey has blocked all attempts to recover the crown, hoping to force all parties to the intrigue out into the open. Now, in Commander Corey's central office, Terra headquarters, Buzz places a report in a folder and hands it to Cadet Happ.
When you leave, Happ, drop this off at this
meeting. Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, how's that sound working?
That's good.
Is that the boss, Gargita?
Yes. Well, I thought he's rather the group called the lead of the Green Serpent. All comers, I suppose, take it off. I can't convince him that we don't torture or eliminate criminals. Not even fires from other solar systems.
Is there anything out of it?
I'm not looking to gain any money. He told us the true names of other Gargita agents with him. There wasn't anything about the other factor, except that they're agents who are also after the planet Gargita.
You know, sir, I've been thinking of both sides in this Gargita battle would rather have the crown stay lost than have the other side recover.
That's right.
Well, one thing is sure. I'll never get the crown until it gets fine before the federal air solar system. Hey, I'm going to get back here about 1,300 hours and get it done.
Now, don't forget this folder, huh?
Oh, sure. Oh, you want me to get a receipt from the distribution?
No, it's not classified like that. Going to the feature editor of the United Planets News Service. We want it from data for a special article.
Hey, Commander, I'll be going right past the news service office. I could deliver it myself instead of checking.
Yeah, that's nice enough. After a hearty lunch at the Space Patrol Commerce Club, Cadet Happy strolled through the Terra City Park on his way to the new service building. As Happy walked along, he brought those small pieces of bread to the ever-hungry pigeons that flock around him.
Hey, hey, Pop, sir. Give that little guy a chair. Here, here, sir. This is for you. You want more? I was just talking to the pigeons, the friends.
Yes, I see there. Everybody else in the park seems to be in a rush. I was wondering if you'd do me a favor.
I think so.
Do you know anything about these microphone panels?
A little.
I want to take a picture of the park from over there, but the film I was talking about would be low.
Oh, that's easy. You got a new roll of film?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, all you do is slide the cartridge into the little round hole in front of you.
Yeah.
Then you press this lever. That will move the protection for you and start the film for the target.
Yes, I know. It's a rented cabin, and I didn't want to tamper with it.
Well, I'll have to open the cabin right behind. We'd better get out of the strike down.
My surface wire's right over there. Would it be dark enough for inside?
Oh, yeah, you could make sort of a tent out of your jacket and your own business, huh?
It's certainly nice of you to go to all this trouble.
Oh, thanks, sir. I like to feel around the cabin here.
It's probably dark for you.
Oh, this will be fine. I think I can shield it in the pack.
Great idea. I'm sure lucky you've been around.
First, we'll pick up a little bit of clothes and all. And here, we're going to take a look at it. Oh, back of his feet, it's some dope that's in front. Oh, I see what the trouble is. Yeah, before I spread the loop,
Jing.
Now you nice and comfortable. And in visit. All right, cadet. Inside. Right, over there and sit down.
Where are you?
We'll find that out later. Now sit down. That's it.
Sergeant's orders.
Any trouble? Anyone see you? Well, I lured him into the car and slugged him. Now he's partially under sight control. Will do anything I can. Well, if we can only get him to the first port, that'll be easy. We'll take that uniform off him and get him into civilian clothes. Roger, are you all ready to leave?
Well, plan me, huh?
We didn't pack that space for us.
I thought they might want to contact Charlie.
We'll do that after we blast off the bad people.
All right. I'll put the space for him in the crew.
Say that to the last. Make sure we haven't left any evidence in the other room.
Cleaned out, Bill.
If there's a slip, that Charlie will hold me responsible.
What about the cadet?
He's so bloody by following him. And he's partly under sight power. He won't move from the cage.
Just the same, I won't feel easy to turn him over to Roger.
Take off that uniform and get into these clothes. Come on, get up.
Okay, okay.
Well, what about those papers that the doctor's carrying?
Just general information, nothing secret. Still, it might be helpful to start here. We'll take them around. Well, cadet, I suppose you're expecting to be rescued and identified.
What do you mean?
You know what's going to be. That isn't going to stop us. We've got a spaceship ready at the spaceport. It's an emergency ship, cadet. Standing by for two shots. We're rushing some vaccine to Saturn City Hospital.
That's right.
There's only a lot of trouble for nothing. I don't know where that town is, and if that phone would be injured, I'd be looking for an enemy defense secret from me. He's crazy. You know why? Because I don't know any big secret. And that can only be just one of the advantages of being a cadet.
Oh, that's the thing. You don't think we put any value on anything that fits all of yours, do you?
Hey, now, wait just a minute.
Corey, we won't. It'll be just what we want to be.
Well, Corey, you're being taken with our Peter.
Huh? Oh, fucking rock.
You've done something our best agents couldn't do for that. You've led Commander Corey right into Chardu's clutches.
Acting quickly after receiving the space-borne message from Hank, Commander Corey alerted the spaceport and then blasted off in the Terra 5 in order to be space-borne in the event Chardu's agents evaded the guard. Circling within the viewshelf range of the Terra City spaceport was monitoring the space patrol frequencies and those used by Gargita Apex. As he speaks to the Terra Space Control operator, the answers come back in code to prevent interception by Guardian spy.
If you're sure every ship has been checked, then Happy must still be on Terra. I'll remain spaceborne.
Something's coming in one of Gargita's frequencies. I'll call you back. Hurry up.
Okay, Mr. Gargita. The plan works. Our
Terra space rocket. Get to the board. Steven Watson, Gargita. Mandatory aboard Terra 5 calling Space Control Terra. I'm setting a hyperspace sector for Gargita. I'll try to contact you when I come out of Star Drive. Corey out.
Good luck. I may be able to take that ship before it reaches Gargita.
Looks like you help with me.
What?
Don't make a move until I tell you. I don't want to use this gun.
How'd you get aboard?
The mechanics cover all the help. Plus, the infestation of a guard by Sapphire.
And you're one of Chardu's men?
No, Commander. I am Beppo, a sworn enemy of Chardu. I am of the Legion of the Green Serpent.
And that case, you'll help me rescue a Happy Tree Dodgers agent.
Certainly. If you get with the abducted Mary, if you would be trying to step on that cheetah, I am here to prevent death.
Fine, Chester. In that case, you can put away the gun.
You don't understand, Commander. My method of keeping you out of Charlie's hands is to destroy you both.
We'll return to Space Patrol in just a moment. Boys and girls, here's a little thought. How long does it take to cross the street? 5 seconds? 10 seconds? Well, that may be the right answer if you're careful to cross the corner and wait for the traffic light. But if you cross in the middle of the block, it may take weeks to get to the other side. Yes, weeks. Weeks spent in the hospital or in bed at home with the broken bones and bruises that come from being in an automobile accident. Don't forget, the motorist doesn't expect to find anyone in the middle of the block. He may not be able to stop in time. That's why it may take weeks from the moment you start across the street until you finally reach the other side. The second you might save isn't worth those weeks you might lose, so be careful. Cross with the light and only at corners. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Now, back to today's Space Patrol adventure, Planet of Discord. Two of Chardu's agents have captured Cadet Happy and are taking him to the planet Dargida. Their real goal is to lure Commander Corey into a trap. With carefully contrived carelessness, they have permitted Buzz to learn their destination, knowing that he would follow them to rescue Happy. As the commander was about to put the Terra 5 in the star drive for the trip to Dargida, a stranger stepped into the control compartment and held Buzz at gunpoint. He revealed himself as Pleto, a member of a faction that opposes Chardu's attempt to become Emperor of Dargida. Pleto has vowed to destroy Buzz and Happy.
Happy and I aren't involved in your affairs in Dargida. What good would it do you to get rid of us?
Chardu's agents have gone to great pains to let it be known that Chardu abducted Cadet Happy. If neither of you return, your government will hold Chardu responsible.
You expect the United Planets to help your gang into power, perhaps even use force to put down this Chardu and his followers.
But why not? You have had no trouble with Aldi. Only the Chardu's agents.
But who is the rightful government of Dargida? Who's in power now?
The League of the Green Serpent has been in control for several years. Then this upstart Chardu started his rebel rousing campaign to restore the Empire.
From what I hear, Cato, your gang wants the crown too.
Yes. To a large part of our population, the crown is a symbol. There is a legend to the effect that the crown gives the person who wears it infinite wisdom and the power to rule with justice and mercy. When we get to Dargida, we will force you to tell me where the crown is. And with the weapons aboard the ship, the lead can conquer Chardu. And then, Commander, you will be eliminated.
But Cadet Happy, you can at least save him.
Everything. Set a vector for Dargida. Do you know where it is?
Its orbit circles a star near Antares, right?
Yes. Lokina. Do as I say and ask no questions. Remember, your mind is no longer entirely your own. As we have talked, energy from my mind has steadily overpowered you. The Psi Force, you know.
Yes, I know. The vector for Dargida is set up.
All right, Corey. Cut into Star Drive, and don't try anything.
Until we come out of hyperspace. Isn't this the way your Dargida interstellar drive works?
Yes, it's something like it, but not quite. It feels rather strange.
It does?
But I am not blacking out, if that's what you're hoping. Just remember, between the sight force and the gun, I am master here, mentally and physically.
We're coming out of Star Drive now.
For your own good, Corey. I hope you didn't make any mistakes computing the vector.
Well, there's a star glaring to the starboard viewport. Recognize it?
It looks like Lokina, all right.
The greenish Class B star. It's about 40 million views away.
It's looking up. And look in the viewscope. There is Darjeeta.
You sure?
And you think I know my own home planet when I see it?
There's something else in the viewscope, too. A spaceship.
We'll go after it. It's probably Chardon's agents with the cadet.
If you can see them, they can probably see us.
Well, what of it? They're expecting you. But don't get too close. Let's see if we can figure out what they're up to.
Agent Forvain calling Chardon. Agent Forvain calling Chardon.
May report, Bonnie.
We have emerged from Star Drive and are now approaching Darjeeta.
Excellent. Has Corey followed you?
I assume so.
Here are your orders, Bonnie. There is a work camp in the Kelvin Mountains, constructing power relay towers. Those men are all loyal to me. Land there and remain until you hear from me.
Very well, Chardon.
And guard the cadet heavily. As long as we have him, we can force Corey to help us locate the ground and operate the weapons. Are your instructions
there? Yes, Chardu. I will obey them to the letter. Corvain out.
The ship's landing, but it's heading down hundreds of miles from the city.
If you can pick up their space phone signals. Plato, do you know what frequency they'd be using?
No.
Maybe that's not Bourdain's ship.
Yes, it is. I recognize it as the one I saw at the terrorist station.
I can't figure this out. Bourdain did everything he could to let me know he was taking Happy to Darjeeta. Did you think he'd keep feeding me clues or lead me into Chardu's trap?
It is strange. Perhaps Chardu has changed his plan. It could be that Happy is his more used personally than Chardu originally thought. That must be it. The cadet is no longer bait to trap you. He's important to himself.
Well, let's get him away from Bourdain. That looks like a wild, uninhabited region. We wouldn't have many against us.
No, Corey. What are the secrets the cadet knows he will never reveal to Chardon? You are going to bless that ship with your atom cannon.
Crazy, Chardon.
You will do as I say. A fast, slow approach will take them completely by surprise. You heard me, Corey. You can't resist the sight force, so don't try it.
It'll have to be a fast approach.
I know. You are completely under my control now, Corey. Prepare your weapons and increase velocity.
Anything you say, Cutter. How's this? Is this fast enough?
Corey, wait. There is too much acceleration. I am breaking out.
Just in case you don't, maybe this will help.
In a crude work shack in the mountains of Darjeeta, Cadet Happy quietly tests the strength of the ropes that hold him securely to a chair. Across the room, Warbeam stares anxiously at the spacophone receiver.
I should have heard from Chardu by now. Corey must be near Darjeeta.
Well, why don't you call Chardu and find out?
Because my orders are to wait.
Something may have happened. You never can tell, Bourdain. Maybe the League of the Green Serpent is up to something.
You shut up. I know what you're up to. You're trying to get me worried, so I'll make a space phone call. And maybe your pal Corey will pick up the signal.
Okay. Sit there and chew your nails.
Chardu knows what he's doing. And there's no use of your trying to loosen those ropes, Cadet. Even if you get out of this shack, there are 40 men in this construction unit that'll hunt you down.
Oh, I'm not trying to get loose. I like it here.
Yes, I'll bet you do. But just remember, there's nothing around here but mountains and dry brush. Even if you did escape, there's nothing to eat. You'd starve or die of exposure.
Come on, come on.
Rock, what's the matter?
There's a fire down in the supply dump. The wind's carrying her right toward the camp. Let's go.
It's not our job. We don't belong to this crew.
Chief wants every able-bodied man down there in a hurry. There's explosives in the supply dump. The fire gets much closer to...
Oh, all right. How about the cadet? We can put him to work, too.
Oh, no, it's too much trouble to keep an eye on him. Leave him tied up. Come on.
All right.
rope a little bit more.
Commander!
Hi, Hank.
You alone here?
Yes, sir. Borvane and Rogue, they rushed out to fight a fire.
I'll take it easy. I had to cut loose in a second.
How did you land without anybody seeing you?
I came in low on the other side of the ridge.
I'm sure lucky that fire broke out, or you never could have gotten into camp.
I know. I started it. Okay, let's go. Keep your head down, Hap. The farther we get from that camp without their seeing us, the better.
They're all too busy fighting that fire.
Come back here! Well, he sees us.
And he's got a gang with him.
Hurry, Hap.
No, they're closer than I thought.
If we make it to the top of the ridge, we'll be in the clear.
Get them off! Don't let them get away!
Hap. Four men closing in on our right.
They're gaining on us, sir.
We're almost at the top of the ridge. Then it'll be downhill to the ship.
It's lucky for us they don't have any weapons.
Chardieu probably gave them orders to take us alive.
From what we know of him, that isn't going to be any picnic.
Well, if we can keep this lead, we'll be safe.
Wow, they have got weapons.
There's the top of the ridge. Our final spurt to the ship.
Smoke and rockets, Commander, look. Our ship is gone.
Right on. Must have broken out of the compartment and blasted off.
Now what are we going to do?
Keep running. It's downhill for us, and they're still climbing.
Even if we get away from that mob.
Then what? We'll worry about that later.
Hap.
Yes, sir? Look down there. Look at that. The shadow is still there.
The shadow left behind. I thought they were trying to blast it off in the hay.
It didn't blast off. The ship is still there. I just can't see.
Well, you can't.
Somebody needs to start for us. Hey, run for the shadow.
There they are! After them!
They're at the top of the ridge.
Stop before they reach the ship!
Hear that, sir? They see the ship.
Hurry, Hap. I mean, you're there, Happy.
I still can't believe the ship is there.
It has to be, or there wouldn't be a shadow.
Come on, man!
How can we find the airlock of an invisible ship?
Reach out. Touch the hull.
Hey, I can see it. It's real.
Up the ladder, into the ship, quickly. Close the hatch. I'll blast off. Okay, Happy. Stand by for blast off.
Standing by, sir.
Close port.
Close port.
Fire jet.
Fire jet.
Up, ship and away.
Oh, we made it.
We're still in Chargers' domain. You can expect more trouble.
Now that I'm back in the Terra 5, I'm not worried. Why was it we couldn't see the ship until we touched it?
Whoever was working that sight course on us must have been concentrating on our sense of sight. Our sense of touch broke the illusion.
Oh, well, I'd better check the viewscopes for the guys in the ship.
Bring Toto up here, Happy. We may need him. He's locked in the compartment.
Yeah. Okay. There he is, sir. He acts kind of groggy, but I'll keep him covered.
Right, huh? Well, Toto, was that invisibility trick some of your work?
Yes. It really took all my strength.
What was the idea?
I figured if nobody could find the ship, I'd have a chance to break out of this compartment. I was concentrating on every detail of the Tether 5 and projecting the idea that it didn't exist. If you don't think that stuff works, try it sometime.
You did a good job of it, Cleto. Except for one thing.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
You forgot the shadow.
Nadu of Nigeria calling commandatory aboard the Tether 5.
Chardy?
Keep an eye on Cleto. I see that Chardy's up here.
Nadu of Nigeria calling Commander Corey. I have an apology to make and some good news for you.
What's that? Commander Corey to Chardieu, go ahead.
Greetings, Commander. By the strength of your signal, you must be very close to our cabin, Nigeria.
You mentioned some news, Chardieu.
Yes, but first, my sincere apologies for objecting to that happening. My stupid agents acted without my knowledge and they are being punished. You will find your ship at the space port of Temple City. Happy will be returned to you safe and sound.
Fine. If you've got Happy there, may I speak to him?
Well, Commander, I gave him a hearty dinner, Happy. That's just things in my own private quarters.
Oh, I see. And you'll have him at the spaceport.
Oh, of course. I'll wake him up very shortly. What was that?
It's me, Chardieu. Get it Happy. I guess I talk in my sleep.
You picked me.
We'd like to say goodbye, Chardieu, but if you still want trouble, we'll be seeing you. A preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure in just a moment. Here's an important announcement for all college men. If you qualify as an aviation cadet, you can become a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force with earnings of more than $5,000 a year.
As an aviation cadet, you'll get the most thorough training in the world in the new field of jet aviation. You'll be flying jets yourself within 18 months, flying easily and safely. You'll be a skilled jet pilot with a new world of aviation before you. If you're between the ages of 19 and 26 and a half, single, and have 2 years of college, you can qualify for this training and for a wonderful jet future. Visit your nearest United States Air Force base or recruiting station and talk it over. Now a preview of next week's exciting Space Patrol adventure. Buzz and Happy are on the planet Saturn, searching for agents from Gargida. Investigating an apparently deserted scrap metal yard, Happy glances up at a crane control tower.
The tower looks empty, Commander.
And the men we're after must be in the buildings at the other end of the yard. Come on.
Uh-oh. What's that?
The crane. Someone started the electromagnetic crane.
Commander, look. It's swinging right over our heads. The magnet with scrap metal hanging from it.
Somebody is in that tower, Happy. If they cut the current, that metal will fall and crush it.
Be with us next week for the thrilling Space Patrol story, The Conquest of Gargida. Space Patrol, created by Mike Mosier, starring Ed Kemmer, Commander Torrey, and Lynn Osborne as Cadet Happy, was written by Lou Houston, produced and directed by Larry Robertson, executive producer Helen Mosier. Other players were Ken Mayer, Bela Kovach, and Norman Jolly. Dick Wesson speaking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Space Patrol came to you transcribed from Hollywood. This is ABC Radio Network.